from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Thank you for joining us here on January 30th, just after 7 o'clock. If you saw this over the weekend, Shia LaBeouf was arrested for attacking a white supremacist Trump supporter. Is it bad that I'm not really sure who to root for here? Shia LaBeouf or a white supremacist Trump supporter?
Yeah, he's become somewhat hateable. He's just freaking out. He's weird now. I thought it was all shtick.
Which
and
is
an
so
act,
weird.
But...
Like that sort of makes sense sometimes when you're not talented, where you're like, well, I'm not really that talented, so I got to stay in the news and make a name for myself this way. But he's a good actor. I'm
yeah,
like,
he's very good, but
and
he's
been around a long time.
It.
Like, why not?
I know
just...
how he didn't get an Oscar nod for Transformers. I'll never know. Or when he was in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, he's screwing that up because he was supposed to be the reboot of that. He was going to be the next Indiana Jones.
Everybody hated that Indiana Jones.
I know. The movie wasn't all that great, but he was a convincing young Indiana Jones. But he's become so weird in his personal life lately.
Yeah.
They don't want to cast
him. He was
him
even
yet.
Worse than that Asian kid from the Goonies. Dr. Jones! Dr. Jones! He did the same thing
oh
in the Goonies.
Oh, my God, I remember that.
You guys, $50 bill! $50 bill! It's like, man, that kid.
Where is
I
he
hated
today?
That kid.
Where is he
I
today?
Swear.
Didn't he grow up in
the
Heroes?
I wanted the Fratelli family to kill that child. No. I watched the Goonies last night.
Clearly.
So. Didn't you watch
it? It's very top of mind.
Twice. Yeah. I actually watched it twice.
Now who's uncool? At least I was on C-SPAN.
Like, what do you think your son would...
Like, not Chunk.
See, that hurts. He's fat shaming me again.
No, yeah. Chunk was the guy in the movie, the fat kid.
What, and that isn't fat shaming?
Love, love.
Yeah. That's your defense?
No, I mean, that kid has serious eating disorder. I mean, this movie was in the 80s, and we were young when you watched it. But, I mean, and talk about fat shaming. It's like they would always make fun of Chunk, and Chunk would get upset about it.
So
he's always hungry.
I wonder if he's still alive today. I mean, he could have eaten himself to death by now.
He no, you didn't know that. It's Tom Brady played him.
What?
Yeah.
Tom Brady?
Yeah.
The hockey player?
he grew out of it.
You wouldn't really shame you.
That's not Tom Brady. That's not the Tom Brady. There's a different inflation involved there. Anyway, the idea that you can fat shame someone into convincing them to lose weight does not work. I've known this for my entire fat ass life. And now a delicious study is out which reconfirms that researchers said that if you mock someone's weight or fat shame them, it doesn't do good. In fact, it's more harmful and causes them to eat more with comfort eating.
Yeah.
It drives them to more food to ease the pain. So you are perpetuating that which you hate.
So what should you say? I mean, I've always
Don't
wondered
say
that.
Well, yeah, keep your mouth shut.
What if you have a child? Well, I guess you're kind of shopping for the child. If you have a heavy set kid.
So anyone who's overweight to the point of obese, comfort right. eats. Anyone who's just overweight just because they're getting older and it's harder to, your metabolism
slows down.
So they're going, okay, dad bod over there.
Yeah.
He's not eating for comfort. He just doesn't burn it off like he used to.
Right. But if you're over.
If you are overweight, then you get your hugs from food.
I barely remember what it's like to just be 10 or 20 overweight. But I mean, there's that point where most Americans are 10 or 20 pounds overweight, right? The average American, two-thirds of us are overweight. But you keep going and you hit the obese category and then the morbidly obese and then the fatally obese and one at a time on the scale, please obese.
Yeah.
And you look back, God, I wish I was only 20 pounds overweight. But I'm guessing if you're only 10 or 20, it's probably not that bad to deal with mentally. But if you put on a little bit more than that, what happens is what's called weight bias internalization. Jeez. You look at yourself in the mirror, you see how fat and ugly you are. People make fun of you, sometimes behind your back, sometimes you hear it. And you convince yourself that you are, in fact, unattractive, lazy, devalued, worthless. And what makes you feel good? Food.
But that doesn't make any sense.
So you eat more.
To feel better.
To feel good.
But yet you feel worse.
So the fat shaming, if you hear it, is the worst thing you can
Aren't
do to someone
Aren't you chewing
like
and
that.
Crying at the same time?
Does crying burn calories? That
no,
would be helpful.
No, I never cry while I'm eating. It's afterwards.
Yeah.
I threw 2 pints of ice cream away. I mean, didn't throw it. I had eaten it. I threw the empty containers away.
Right, yeah.
Followed by the Hershey syrup can. But don't you think it depends, cussing myself out?
It depends on the mentality. Like, there are some like, yeah, fat and stupid and ugly, never going to amount to anything. And that will trigger, like, well, I'll show you, and I will be.
Yeah, I saw a story about a woman who was told at Disneyland years ago that she couldn't get on a ride because she was too fat.
Mm.
And then she's like, that moment, you know, made her something click in her head where she decided to get in shape, and she lost 130 pounds, lost half of herself.
Oh, good for her.
Now she's 130, and she's smoking hot.
Wow.
And she's like, all the work involved in getting to where I am today was worth it. And so she's like a nutritionist.
And it was
just,
from that
moment. But she was fat shamed in that instant, saying, sorry, ma'am, you can't get on this ride. You're too fat.
That worked for her, and I'm glad it did.
So it works.
But you see, that's the assumption. You would assume that it would work for more people. But this study, which is done by University of Pennsylvania, studying hundreds of fat people, most people don't. It doesn't work like that.
How about I'll never be shamed again? I'll show you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's your brain.
I'm going to give you nothing to shame.
Yeah. Now what you got?
All I'm saying is the study says if you point out someone is overweight in a derogatory term, and you might be doing it with a good heart, good intentions, and out of love. But if you point that out, that only reinforces their sense of worthlessness, their sense of failure, and they will seek solace and comfort in food to get over that.
Do you overcompensate? Do you go hug and squeeze and go, I don't care, baby. It's just more you to love.
That's what you do.
More to you to love.
Really?
That's what you do.
You eat and squeeze your fat rolls.
Oh, look at this. I love it. It's just more of you to love. Nom, 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 nom.
No, make it playful.
No, here's the thing. It says if you feel disgusting and worthless, that you're afraid that if you lost the weight like this woman did, lose half yourself, and now you're at 130, and if you're still worthless, as far as you didn't achieve whatever you think you could achieve if you lost all the weight, then what's your excuse? So you stay fat, so you always have the excuse of, well, I could be that person, but I'm too overweight.
That might be true.
I could be that. Your fat is your safety shield from everything else, from actually taking risk.
It might be a protective fat suit. I don't know.
Of course it is.
But see how it's self-perpetuating? You devalue yourself. You think, oh, I'm unattractive. I'm lazy. Nobody wants me. Woe is me.
What if you're attractive and nobody wants you? Would that be more devastating to give yourself the excuse that I'm overweight and nobody wants me? Yes.
If you look in the mirror and everyone goes, he's so
that means it's
handsome.
You. That means it's your personality. That you're just not a likable person. Doesn't matter if you're attractive on the outside or fat.
This is so alien to me. We could be discussing the inner core of Neptune. I've never been attractive and nobody's ever wanted me. I don't know. Clueless.
Really? When you had that surgery and lost all that weight, nobody wanted you?
Truth be told, there was a week and a half on a summer of 1992, I think it was, when I actually had lost enough weight to start looking kind of good, I kind of got some new clothes and kind of had a spring in my step, I noticed people would look and talk to me differently. Mm-hmm. There was a different tone. There was a different friendliness.
But so that was all foreign to you. You were like, well, I don't know how to be. I don't know.
They actually wanted to be talking to you instead of feeling like they had to.
Yeah, people didn't roll their eyes when I would see them. But that lasted a week and a half.
Yeah.
Anyway, my whole point in this is, a study backs me up on this. If you really want to help someone who has extra pounds, don't make fun of them. Don't mock them. Don't try to fat shame them because you'll just make it worse.
Okay.
We got to get you one of these skateboards that you just do the twist on, and it's supposed to be the newest, latest fitness craze. See how easy that is, Frosty?
I see that, yeah.
It's an infomercial right now on television.
Yeah,
it's like a skateboard with no wheels.
It's a broken skateboard.
And you stand on the platform and do the twist, and that's going to make the pounds just fall off.
Why, Patty lost 41 pounds.
It's so easy and fun.
Thanks, broken skateboard.
Yeah, the twist doesn't get old after a couple minutes. There's a reason it's a minute 58 long.
Look at them. They're just having so much fun.
They're fine.
How much are they selling this piece of crap?
You can even work out in jeans.
It was lightweight and portable. It stores easily.
No kidding. You have to say that. Look at it. It's a piece of wood. Where are we going to put it, honey? I'd love to get it, but this workout equipment takes up so much space.
I'm thinking you could wash that off with it done stepping on it. Uses a food serving tray.
Yeah, it's got handles on both sides.
You can put a whole
chips, little bowl of guacamole in the middle of it.
Doritos in the middle, little cheese squares.
It's like a charcuterie plate.
It is. Get some use out of it.
My God. How old are you?
I'm very modern and hip. I'm very modern.
A charcuterie plate?
Not coonery.
What'd you say?
I thought you said charcuterie.
A charcuterie plate. It's got handles in it. It's a plate with handles built in.
It's like a hair lip trying to say Sean Connery. Yeah. Sorry, Sean.
What movie was he in? His charcuterie plate. He played James Bond.
So, Yeah, but I've ordered all this exercise. Let's get you one of those.
No, you'll do the twist during the whole show.
Don't.
I'm just over there and be like this.
I can't twist.
Come on, baby.
I can't twist anymore. I'll be sorry.
We just talked about that last week, too, right? Where it was like illegal to do the twist or something you said on TV.
It should be.
Because of the movement of your gyrate and your hips.
I think so.
And I learned that I was doing the twist wrong all these years.
Well, how do you do it
wrong? You
got to
move your
dingling
around a little bit.
Twist this way and that way. A twist is a twist.
She was only twisting her arms.
I was twisting your waist. I was twisting like this.
Arms go left, waist goes right.
And Frank said you got to put your leg out like.
It's a lower half thing
more than it is an upper half thing. Come on, baby. And she's twisting the top. Like,
but my,
you're like a washing machine agitator. You're so agitated.
But my obliques are really in shape. Just really working.
No, the bottom is what twists. The arms just go along.
See, you've already got it. You're just missing the broken skateboard.
I've lost an ounce.
Look, you have started sweating.
Oh my God.
you twisted three times.
Frosty.
I counted.
I started perspiring watching the exercise commercial. I broke out into sweat looking at people exercise.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's fantastic.
The only exercise I get to be carrying the UPS box into my garage and stacking it up. That's the only.
Unboxing it.
No, I wouldn't even unbox it.
For your YouTube videos. And then putting it away forever. At least, May, you know that thing we're talking about, that twist board?
Yeah, I saw it last week. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Did you think about buying it for a second?
I know. 100% no. But 10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, it's almost like a parody of the exercise.
It looks like an SNL skit.
Yeah, it's an SNL skit like this.
You got a broken skateboard laying around the house?
Think about this. Doing the twist, that's what would burn the calories. The board is irrelevant.
That's right.
You don't need to spend $29.95 and three easy payments to stand on a board and twist.
You could just put your socks
stand on the ground and twist.
Go in the kitchen where there's probably tile or linoleum and just move around.
Twist.
Yeah.
The board is.
And just move around.
Do you guys remember the thing that you could slide back and forth on? Like speed
you put
skating?
You put little booties on and you put this little thing.
Yeah. It was the Bonnie Blair weight loss videos.
It was the craze, Christmas 1989.
Lisa, do you remember, not that you would ever have needed this. But do you remember that thing that was a giant belt and you would stand on this thing? It looks like a treadmill, but it had a giant, like a big
jiggly belt.
And it would.
Oh, yeah, you're going way back. Well, you do nothing. You just stand there and it's supposed to jiggle your fat off.
It wiggles your fat off. Do you ever have one of those?
No, I mean, that was before our time, I think. But there's a thing now that's kind of like that. You stand on it and it vibrates really hard. And it actually does do something in terms of increasing your muscles.
But she has no idea because she only sat on it.
I forget what it's called, but they started using it for people like with withered limbs and stuff that couldn't do a lot. But now they've got workout places you go to.
I'll be out there. I'm just a minute. I'm exercising. Be out in a minute. Oh, I'll be out real soon.
So it seems like it would actually burn calories if it's moving your body. It's making you move as opposed
to being...
That's
a joke as well, I think. It's like it's supposed to be like micro-balancing. Like all your tiny muscle fibers have to balance each other during this vibration. So it's going to all those tiny muscles around your large ones to make it easier for you to work out without getting injured, I guess. Mm. I don't know.
I think it's supposed to create denser muscles.
I don't want dense muscles, though.
Well,
I got enough dense stuff on me right now.
You may not need it.
Starting with the brain.
What's going on in traffic, Lisa?
On the 405 freeway, some good news.